Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. Davenport fire crews are investigating an overnight fatality fire. On Thursday night, crews were dispatched to the 5100 block of North Fairmount for a trailer fire in the Five Seasons trailer park. Crews found heavy smoke and fire conditions upon arrival. The fire was quickly extinguished and the trailer was searched for occupants. There was one adult fatality. Four children were taken to the hospital. The cause of the fire is still under investigation, and the names of the victims have not yet been released. Quad Cityans can once again walk, bike, and run to Sylvan Island in Moline. Yesterday, the city held a ribbon cutting for a new pedestrian bridge to the 37-acre park on the Mississippi. Construction of the bridge began in the fall, more than 4 years after the city closed the old one because it was unsafe. Former Augustana College geography professor Norm Moline introduced the new bridge at yesterday's ceremony. He said countless Quad Cityans enjoyed the park for decades until there was no way to get there except by boat.
Fishermen, hikers and runners, off-road bikers, and others used it regularly and were very disappointed when the old bridge was closed. But now we have a new bridge, and all of the good things about Sylvan Island can be enjoyed again.
It was Moline and his students who, in 1970, formally recommended to the city that Sylvan Island be developed into a combination nature, fishing, and historical park.
That combination plus biking trails have remained the core traits of the island. For all of those of us who have worked for 47 years on this place, this really is an exciting day.
The new Sylvan Island Bridge cost more than $1 million to design and build and was paid for mostly with state and federal grants. The National Cemetery on Arsenal Island needs more help decorating graves over the holidays. As part of the Wreaths Across America program, the cemetery is asking for more volunteers to help place 3,000 to 4,000 wreaths on veterans' headstones. That's in addition to 1,700 wreaths that were placed before a ceremony earlier this month. The wreaths will arrive sometime today. Volunteers should call the National Cemetery ahead of time to find out when to arrive and help out. The head of the Quad City International Airport plans to retire. Earlier this week, Director of Aviation Bruce Carter told the airport board he'll step down at the end of June. Members of the board then decided to hire a national firm to conduct a search for a new director. Carter has worked for the airport in Moline for about 18 years. His 42-year career began with flying lessons at the age of 14. I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News.